This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Joe Cotton Ford. Miracle Method, Access, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is also David Hochberg, I should have said. I am your gracious host. I am back from sabbatical, from a bar mitzvah last weekend in Detroit. Thank you to my good friend Wendy Snyder for holding down the fort. Thank you for all the listeners for listening last weekend. And we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here. Let's just get the elephant in the room out of the way. My good friend, MegaPro's Joe, MegaPro's Home Improvements, passed away unexpectedly. I guess who doesn't pass away unexpectedly? Passed away shortly after returning home last Saturday from doing the show. He will be sorely missed. Good friend of mine, mentor of mine, partner of mine for a very, very long time. We will be doing a tribute to Joe throughout the show. And the last 30 minutes, we have something special planned for Joe. In Joe's fashion, he would say, I would have been like, Joe, what should we do? And he'd look at me and say, Dave, I'm dead. Move on. So we're going to follow what Joe's wishes would have been. And Joe is with us today. You know how I know? These are the songs I heard in succession on the way down. I swear to God, this is the craziest thing. On the Edens, turn music on around 2:00. Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. As I'm driving by an ambulance. I can't make this up. Blue Collar Man by Styx. How appropriate. Right after that, Sweet Emotions. And to end it, as I'm pulling off the Ohio off-ramp, and I could open my windows because I had the music blaring. Hot for Teacher. Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. Parked in Joe's spot. He's always parked in that spot. The only spot open today was a spot Joe has parked in for the past 8 years. And walking over here, here's how I definitely know Joe is with us. As I'm walking alone across the bridge, we usually walk together, there was a lady, a very attractive blonde lady in black stretch pants, and I had to say that because Joe loved black stretch pants, walked across the road and then turned around and went over the bridge. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So I follow, I went over the bridge, the river. We stood at the stoplight together in true Joe fashion. I started talking to her. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Nice day. Started up as Joe would do. And we walked across the road there, and she went up the stairs, and I said, ladies first, and I thought about Joe as I was walking respectfully behind her in her black, tight black pants, because I know Joe would have liked that. So Joe is with us and will always be. I can't think of, I swear to God, all of these things happened in succession of driving down here. So let's go introduce our, he'd be like saying, move on, Dave, enough of me already. Let's go. So Frank Wazlewski, Access, you're in here today, buddy. He loved you, loved working with you, respected the hell out of you and your company, and enjoyed all the work that you did and your company did for the mega customers. So introduce yourself. What are we talking about?
It's going to be tough being here without Joe. I always, he was always my crutch coming on this show. We're going to be talking about our veteran giveaway, give an update on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. We'll also be talking about Welcome Home Angels. So we finally have our first client there. We finally got that up
and running.
So I want to talk about that.
Okay. All right, people want to get, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, my friend?
They can call us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Bill Jersa, PermaSeal, 2 weeks ago you were sitting in the green room watching Roy do what Roy does, make it look effortlessly, make it look as if he does it every day. So no pressure, Bill. No. Your job is on the line, and if you screw this up, we'll have somebody else in that seat the next time PermaSeal's on. No pressure.
No pressure.
What are you going to be talking about? You got to pull that microphone a little closer to your face. There you go. What are you talking about today, buddy?
Today we're talking about crawl space encapsulations and how, with the weather dropping temperature the next couple months, how that will help increase the heat on the stories above it.
All right. First time in. Yeah, this nervous. It looks easy in the green room, doesn't it there, Bill? Oh, I could do this. This is nothing.
It was way easier last week pushing buttons.
Yeah, yeah. A lot easier watching. Uh-huh. Yeah. Big shot. I could do this. Roy Spencer who? Roy, you know, he's writing notes down about Roy, you should do this, that. I'm like, all right, big shot. Wait till you get in there and the red light's on and your little rear end puckers up. All right. You feel that? You feeling that?
I'm feeling good.
That pressure, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we make it look easy, buddy. What's the phone number if our listeners want to reach out to the tribe?
It's 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford, what are we talking about, my friend?
Today we're talking about Section 179. We're talking about saving some tax money. Everybody wants to save a little money right now, so that's going to be our topic for the day, and including you.
All right. Yeah, I had a question earlier today because I had some car buying challenges, and you set me straight, so I learned something already today. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you?
You can reach us at 630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
All right, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Once again, before we go to the break, these are the four songs that I heard on the way down. Nothing Else Matters, Metallica, Blue Collar Man, Styx, Sweet Emotions, Aerosmith, and Hot for Teacher Van Halen. If those four songs in a row do not sum up the legacy of my God, forsaken close friend, MegaPro's Joe, I have no idea what. We'll be talking about more and celebrating Joe's life more during the show. Coming in out of breaks, Benny's been putting together great rejoins. We have, and we'll do a lot towards the end of the show, last half hour. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Pay some bills. Be right back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
What are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogel. That was, there'll be many more of that coming throughout the show. He was a natural.
He could sling those one-liners right off his head.
I'll tell you what, brother. I'll talk about this more later, but there, you know, you host a three-hour radio show every Saturday. Oh, it's nothing. It's a little bit of, you know, and sometimes it could be a lot harder on some Saturdays than others, and there are, you know, some Saturdays I needed Joe's, you know, to expand upon something because, Bill, when you answer a question, if you give me a yes or a no, he's going to smack you because it's going to take me a while to get, you know, expand on the answer, right? Just paint it a little bigger to answer it as many people as possible can understand. And I'd look at Joe. Joe would look at me like, oh, great, here we go. And then he would be, I'd give him the nod. He'd give me the wink, and he would know that to take it and expand it. You know, that the nonverbal cues that you develop and the relationship and the trust and the friendship that you develop with somebody over 8 years, it's tough. All right, let's go, Frank. I'm going to start crying this whole show, and it's going to suck, so he'd be pissed at me for talking about him. All right, so let's talk about what's going on. It's holiday time. Let's get into this right away. It's holiday time, and you're going to be with your family. If you like it or not, you're going to see a lot of family members. Dave's like, yeah, shaking his head. Dave Haas finally showed up right on time, 20 minutes late. Nice job, Dave. And, you know, he shook his head. Yeah, there's a lot of people that I'm going to see in the next 2-3 weeks that I don't want to see. But in all seriousness, we're not getting any younger, right? And there are mobility challenges. And as you get older, you move slower and there are complications. And this is the time of year that sort of thing sticks out like a thumb. And you notice it more. And you're here to help our listeners and the family members of our listeners, solve those mobility challenges. Because listen, it's freaking freezing out today, and it's going to get colder, and then you're going to have to deal with snow and ice and slush and the wind and all that nonsense for the next 4 or 5 months. We're not going to see the sun until March. We already know that. So let's talk about how you've helped WGN listeners overcome these challenges.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, David. So we hear it all the time. I mean, we'll get a call from somebody and said, hey, I just saw my mom last week. I know she was moving kind of slow and stuff, but, you know, she just fell down the stairs. Now she's got a broken hip. So, yes, we all get older. We all move a little bit slower, but it's not something to ignore. You really need to look at the house. I mean, obviously, yeah. Take her to the doctor. You want to know what's going on and make sure that you're getting treated, right? Physical therapy or whatever needs to be done. That's always primary.
That's a 12 to 16 week heal time. I mean, especially as you get older, it doesn't heal overnight, and you're going to have to live with that for a prolonged period of time, running back and forth to mom's house to make sure mom and dad are okay. Because, you know, dad is just the same age as mom, right? Unless dad's a lot younger and mom was into a lot of younger men, which is nothing wrong with that, right? I know a lot of guys into that, you know, me included. But don't judge. You're looking at me with that look.
That's because I love you.
I know. But the spouse can't handle taking care of the person lifting up and down. It's not safe for that spouse
right.
either.
And that's absolutely something else to look at. If mom and dad are living by themselves because, you know, kids have gone out and they've created their own families and they're you know, miles away or half a country away, you know, can dad take care of mom? Can mom take care of dad if something happens? You know, so really taking a look at just how they're moving. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, move them out of their house or put them in a nursing home. You know, sometimes it's simple as a grab bar or calling up David, right? And let's cut out the tub and let's make it easier for him to get in. And, or, you know, we just helped a WGN client last month with, all right, they fell down having issues. So we put handrails on, we put an extra handrail on the outside of the house to help them get up the stairs and in and out of the house.
How long did that take?
Oh, it just took us a couple of hours.
And what's the investment for something like that to protect the safety of a loved one?
About $400 or $500.
Okay,
you know, so and that just that little extra bit,
right,
can just keep them in their house that much longer because we want to keep them moving.
I'll tell you what the flip side is. A lot of the people that get, a lot of the listeners and the family listeners that get hurt, they get injured, know that they can do it on their own. And a lot of these older, you know, more experienced homeowners don't want the help. Right, but they want to be secure, and just that $400 or $500 guardrail, you know, handrail, whatever it is, or being able to get in and out of a bathtub. We'll talk about your transition step, you know, later. But it's that mental security of that peace to know that I'm going to grab this. I don't have to call my son or my daughter or my neighbor to come over. I could get up these stairs, but I can't do it without that handrail.
Exactly. Or if you have like a sunken living room, we see that all the time. You know, just going, you've been going up and down the sunken living room for 50 years while you lived in that house. And now all of a sudden you took the wrong step, you trip, you fall, you get injured. You know, just adding a little something right there alleviates that problem.
And this is the area of split level homes, okay? The Chicagoland area.
It's brutal.
You
split
come in.
Homes, or you want to go inside your house, you're going up 12 steps.
Or you're going to go down 2-3 steps to go into the living room to the left. You're going to go up 2-3 steps to go to the dining room to the right. You want to go to the bedroom, it's up 2 flights of steps, especially in when they built the houses in Chicago in the 80s and 90s. Everything was vertical. Yeah, it's 3,000 square feet. Yeah, on 4 floors.
Okay. Or 5 nowadays.
Or 5 floor. Yeah, you get your 10,000 steps just not without leaving your freaking house. Yeah. It's unbelievable. But you could solve all those challenges.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's always a free assessment. And what does it hurt? You know, you go out there and maybe you don't need anything, or maybe the solution is 2 years away, or maybe it helps. You know,
what should they be looking for? What should our listeners be looking for as they're greeting their parents, their aunts, their uncles, you know, as the people are coming into your home on Thanksgiving in 2 weeks, right? It's 10 days away already. Forget about it, right? I mean, it's right around the corner. What should people be looking for as signs that would be a telltale sign to give you a call?
The biggest thing is how they get in and out of chairs and how they take steps, even if it's one step. How slow are they doing it? Are they using two hands to grab the wall? When they're trying to get up out of a chair, is it really, really slow and they have to push down on the table in order to get up? You know, those are your signs that, okay, you're going to need some kind of assistive devices, and we need to go see the doctor and maybe some physical therapy it needs to be done to get these hips moving and stronger.
Does your team come out and do an analysis of the potential client, see how they maneuver around their home to determine what they need, or is that out of your sphere of expertise?
We're not doctors, so I don't want to pretend like we're doctors, right? But
I'm not saying that, but
yeah,
but
we want to walk through the client's daily life. What do you do? I mean, well, how do you get to your car?
Yeah,
how do you get to the bathroom? You know, and then yes, we will walk through their life with them, and then as they're grabbing the wall or pushing down on a table, then we can offer some suggestions at that point to help with that.
So they don't fall down while grabbing the wall and sliding down the wall and then being on the floor.
Correct. Because we would rather them, you know, spend, you know, $500 to $1,000, $2,000 now versus having to go out and eventually buy, you know, $20,000 lift.
And I'll take the other side of that. They're not spending it, they're investing it.
Correct.
Okay, they're investing it in the safety of their loved one. They're investing it in the safety of their husband, their wife, whatever. Because I could tell you, as a mother who had MS, who basically couldn't use her legs because her legs were out of commission, right? The safety procedures that we installed in my parents' house, the ramps and the lifts and making doors wider and putting in the different hinges to open the bathroom door so it laid flat against the door, you know, the wall, you pick up an extra 2-3 inches there. Those extra 2-3 inches getting in out of a bathroom is a big...
It's a world of difference.
It is day and night for safety and security and the mental fortitude to know that you could go to the bathroom without having somebody walk you into a bathroom.
And I'll give you one
the
more.
The dignity.
We've gone out and assessed clients, and sometimes all we had to do is suggest moving some furniture around.
Right.
You know, get some stuff out of the way, remove the obstacles. That's it. You don't need to spend any money.
And there's no shot somebody who's got mobility challenges and with MS or Parkinson's or dementia or whatever they have. You're not lifting a couch and moving it out of the way. Right, like I can't be in peak shape at 54, 55 Christmas, by the way.
You are definitely in peak
shape. Double extra large, in case anybody's wondering. I got wide shoulders. I like the extra room. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Special shout out to Steve Cass Stevens, retired police chief of Buffalo Grove. We had a ceremony for him last night, and I was the MC.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, Steve. Thank you for your service, apologize. Steve. Sorry you had to put up with Dave.
Yes, it was an enjoyable evening. Because I said, is there any restrictions? He's like, all stops off, buddy. 312-981-7200. So we had a good time celebrating his career in law enforcement. 46-some years in law enforcement.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, he's pretty old. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'm still taking shots because he's listening and he can't do anything because he's nowhere near me. He's carrying a 9mm because he can. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. It will always be the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
The tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Appreciate all of the kind words. Love your show, David. Sending hugs to your whole team on the passing of MegaPros Joe. 815-847. Sorry for your loss, guys. Dave and your crew, 224. Sorry about Joe. He added a great voice and info into the show and kept me in line. True. You know, me, a suck-up buttercup. Yep. So long-time listener, so I appreciate that. I know exactly who that is. Slurp, slurp. That guy, he was hysterical. So you guys have all become family. So you've lost a member of your family as we've lost a member of ours. Nancy from Joliet, thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. I have a 90-some-year-old father who lives alone in his house. Okay. His house is a ranch, so that works fine. But his mobility has really suffered since COVID. He now walks with a walker around the house, but there are some problem areas, mostly in the bathroom. His shower is in a tub, so he's got to go over the side of the tub to get in the shower. There are bars there. There are emergency buttons there, but he's really resistant to any modifications in the bathroom.
Does he live alone, Nancy?
Yes. He does.
How much pain and aggravation and stress does that add to your life and your family's life?
a lot.
Okay.
So he's resistant to any kind of change. He's resistant to a higher toilet, a modification in the shower. He's resistant to having somebody come and stay with him while he like, why do I need that? So there's some pride of independence there.
Sure.
And he's very proud of the modifications he's made in his behavior to be able to do things on his own. But every day we're waiting for a phone call, and I don't know how to convince him to take the next step in getting a walk-in shower, getting a higher toilet. Money isn't a problem.
Okay.
He has the money. He has a lot of children, and certainly we would be willing to pay for it.
But yeah. You guys are loaded.
He told me point blank he's just being stubborn about it.
Yeah. Joe.
And that's not going to help when he's on the floor.
Right. Frank.
Yeah. Something broken, you know.
Hi, Nancy. I would, the first thing I would do is actually tell him how you feel and how it makes you feel. And that you're worrying about him all the time. That's going to hit home more to him than him thinking about himself. Because I'm the same way. You know, my wife yells at me all the time. You know, you got to take better care of
yourself. You're only 92.
I know, right? And, you know, you have to... he wants to be independent. And that's a great thing. He doesn't want to admit he's getting older. And that's a very normal thing. So I personally would be relaying to him how you, and I would do this with all the kids, you know, all get together with dad, especially this holiday season, and let him know how all of you are feeling and how it makes you feel and how it makes you stressed out and worried. And the modifications that you're talking about are all very minor. I'll let David jump in here, because what you were describing with the tub, what David does would probably be the easiest, quickest modification you can do, and it would provide the most safety.
David Haas, Miracle Method.
Yeah, Nancy. Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Hi.
I have a great idea. So our product, this bathroom safety product that I love talking about here on the radio, is quick to install. We cut the side of the tub open, sort of like a U-shape, and install this piece in there to make it easy for him to get in and out of that bathtub. And I think you take him out to a long lunch, and we just do it while he's gone. He'll come back, he'll be happy, and then you can do the intervention that he mentioned over here.
No, I was going to, in all seriousness, I was going to say that, it's funnier that you said it, but how many times in your experience dealing with similar situation that Nancy and her family are dealing with, love her dad, love their fathers, their uncle and all that stuff, all the way down line family, how many times have you done an intervention where you basically took them out of the house and did all the work and they came back and you know what, hey, there's a 12-inch higher toilet. You want to go to the toilet? You know, you got the sink over here or the toilet over there. Has that been done?
It has been done, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. When the person who owns the home doesn't know, it causes a fight.
More problems.
It causes more. So I've had families go on vacation.
Out forever.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we don't want to do that. But we do want his buy-in, but we want his buy-in to be because he's doing it
for himself. Right.
For his kids.
Okay.
You know, he will do it for his kids. He doesn't feel he needs to do it for himself. And I understand.
I like it. I think, Nancy, you make the call here, but we can do this in less than 4 hours.
Dave's got a goon squad, Nancy. He'll just come in with a white or black van, whatever color you like. We'll take him, we'll put a hood on him, we'll throw him in the back, there'll be mattresses back there, we'll sedate him, drive him around Joliet, drop him off, won't know what hit him.
This is a good plan. This all together.
Hey, you got to expand your business opportunity.
But everyone's saying good things. You know, the main thing, and Dave, you said it earlier, I mean, it's a dignity, it's pride. Here's what I would tell you, and we talk to folks all the time about this, an inexpensive modification like this to your bathtub will allow you to live in your home longer.
And you can put it back.
And if you had to, we could put it back, which is a fun thing to talk about.
What exactly do you do to the tub?
We cut the side of the tub wall just like a U shape, if you will. And we always put some pictures up on, so we can throw some up on Facebook or text them back to you, and I'll show you some before and after pictures. But we cut the side of the tub open so that you can walk through it. So he doesn't have to lift his leg 14, 15 inches. It maybe is like the size of an average step.
At this point, I don't know how he's even getting in the tub because he has a there's a just one step in from the garage, and that's hard for him to get his foot up.
Yeah, that's not good.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's not only getting into the tub, it's getting out of the tub when everything's wet.
Right, and so grab bars and these things. It sounds like he has a couple of those up, and when you just when you get it going, I think we'll send you some pictures, and I think you're going to see how easy this could
be. Do you have one set up in your showroom?
And we have one in Villa Park, yes.
Can you get your dad, in all seriousness, and we got a great texter recommendation from 847. For the dad who doesn't want to do the remodel on his bathroom, his doctor should say, for your own good and safety of you and your family, you need to do this. Would your hard-headed dad, who's in his 90s, and God bless him, would he listen to his doctor? Obviously, he's not going to listen to you. Will he listen to his doctor?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, there you got that other child. But
I just don't know.
Where's your showroom?
Yeah, we're in Villa Park, Nancy, right off of North Avenue and Addison Road. But if we come out, we could visit him and we'd tape off the tub and show you, do some little practice steps and make sure that it can work for him. And this could be an easy sell.
Those are options for you, Nancy. Are those acceptable for you, my friend?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So I don't think he would travel to Villa Park. It's too. He doesn't like to sit in the car that long.
Yeah. Well, then we're going to need that hood and the whole Joliet thing.
If you sent me pictures that I could show him, that might be helpful. And then if I can get him to sign off and maybe somebody coming and talking to him, because he likes to BS with.
Yeah, let's start with the pictures.
You could schmooze him, maybe.
We can do it. I know it. We'll send you some pictures, and then you let us know the next step.
And Dave, listen, Nancy, you better have some bread, because Dave schmoozes better. Nobody schmoozes. He's very schmoozable. And it's delicious on like a light focaccia bread. So your father would love it. And get the grandkids in there and guilt them with the grandkids. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what I would. All right. Yeah. So, Nance, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Thank you for calling into the show and sharing your experience, because I think it helps other listeners out there who have similar challenges with their folks. Yeah, we're going to come back. Your phone number and your location other listeners who have the same challenges.
Yeah, thanks, David. 630-832-2250, and we're in Villa Park.
And we're going to try to find, we have a segment when you schlepped in an entire transition.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe just absolutely obliterated me on the radio. We're going to try to find that to play that, because that is Hall of Fame material. Plyer, I'm telling you, get the runner over here, Dave Plyer. That's Hall of Fame material, buddy. 312, we're going to try to find and play it back. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros Joe call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back with Tracy Kahn talking about tax breaks about buying heavy vehicles.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Home! Yeah!
Just improvement?
Just improvement.
That's cool.
You sent me a text Saturday morning. You're doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she's professional and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time.
She got 35, 40 years of experience.
Like a real radio show.
Right.
I have no business being on a real radio show.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all the text. Great text. Keep them coming. A lot of recommendations for Nancy. Lucky Nancy, if all the adult kids agree on change, despite dad's resistance, some siblings can cave as soon as parents start scold. Been there. So, listen, it's real life. We're not making this stuff up.
I always love it when looking forward to my kids telling me what to do one day.
It's right. Well, I go home. It happens every day for me. I got a 19, a 17, and a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I'm down.
They know everything at that age.
Yeah, I'm down a couple grades.
My 17-year-old had a taker. She's six. I went to the doctor yesterday, and she said something. I go, Linz, you know, it's amazing. I've made it 54, almost 55 years of my life, making every single wrong move and every bad decision and not doing things right that you point out to me every single day, that you, your sisters, and your mother point out. It's a modern miracle I've made it this far with every single mistake that I do on a continual basis every single day.
Yeah, they don't even know how you get dressed in the morning.
I just don't know how I can get out of bed.
It's amazing how teenagers make you feel stupid.
It's like, good morning. Bam! You're right there.
Right?
Three right.
Dad.
Oh. Dad, yeah. I can't believe... 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Tracy Kahn, let's talk about this tax break briefly here. Then we'll come back out of the break, talk a little more. I was going to buy a car, get a my lease is coming up. I went to the lease dealer. My factor on my lease right now is 2.65%. I said, give me the price at 7.625%, 7 5/8. My payment was going to almost go up. It was going up over 50%. And I said, well, that's not going to happen. I canceled the car order. And I said, what's my lease? They could buy the lease out for $50,000. I said, what does my payment do? It goes down 50%. I'm like, I'm buying that car. So, but we were talking about writing off cars, heavier Correct. Cars. Can you explain that briefly?
Yeah.
And then we'll go into the break and come back and dive deeper.
Sure. So, Section 179 of the IRS code says that you can depreciate 100% of the vehicle in the calendar year that you purchased it, as long as you meet certain criteria. So check with your accountant. I'm not an accountant. I can't give you tax advice. But a lot of people do this. This was a topic near and dear to Joe's heart, and we used to talk about it every year at this time.
Sure.
And he used to buy vehicles right at the end of the year just to get that 100% tax break at the end of the year.
So you could buy up to $1 million, over $1 million. What's the number?
$1,080,000
this year. $1,080,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that comes off the bottom line, right off the bottom line.
Correct.
So you don't have to pay any type of taxes on that for business owners at all. If you all, you could write off $1 million worth of profits and invest it in equipment, which is essentially what they want to happen in order to get the economy rolling. That's why they threw it in. Well, the economy's rocking and rolling, so we don't know how long it's going to take next, you know, rolling. Frankie?
Yeah, does that have to be a new car, or can it be a used car?
It is on a new vehicle only right now. But check with your accountant. There are certain pieces of equipment that you can buy used, not so much cars, but you know, heavy equipment like backhoes and trenchers and that type of thing. Some of those can be used, but I'm not an accountant.
Does a trencher have heat and a CD player, and can it get up to about 75 in the express lane?
75? When are you going to slow down that much?
Well, I'm just going on the low end.
I see.
Okay. Because you never know. I'd look great in a trencher. I don't even know what a trencher is. But I would look awesome.
You let me know when you're running
it
that
sounds like
I'm,
I would,
I'm going the other side of the city.
I picture you more like as like Fred Flintstone up on top of a dinosaur.
They'd, right? They'd get the hell out of my way. They see me coming 75 miles an hour with the trencher. I got to get a picture of a trencher. That sounds awesome. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. News, traffic, and weather. Come back with more Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford. After these messages, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Don Kleppen in news, we're throwing it over to you, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. You're awesome. That was one of Joe's favorite statements, your comments. You're awesome. If you were Joe Hogle's friend, you were his bud. And if you reached the ultimate and he called you cool, that was your pride, badge pride to wear. If you were cool in Joe Hogle's book, that was the summit of Mount Everest there, baby. And you wore that distinction, that cool pin, with pride. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's Joe call, text, and photo line. We will be celebrating Joe's life tomorrow in Algonquin. I'll talk about that more later. We'll be celebrating his life on the show during the last half hour in a lot more detail. Again, he would be like, Dave, I'm dead. Move on. 312-981, because that's just what Joe would have said. I look over at that where he sat, and he's not there, and just it's still amazing. We will keep Joe's chair open. Nobody will be sitting in Joe's chair through the end of the year. And Judy Hogle, he called her his beautiful wife, Jude, and his son Jeremy will be down, and I think Joe Jr. will be down next Saturday. It was just too tough for them to come down. Obviously, it's still fresh and still hurts a lot, so they'll come down next weekend to talk and thank everybody as well, because this is a huge part of Joe's life.
Yeah.
Let's get over to you, Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford. This tax break that's in place right now, it's for business owners.
Correct.
So you have to buy it under your business.
That is correct.
So that is the important part, because I know we went into last break. Well, 6,000-pound car. I'm going to go buy a truck. I'm W-2 employee. Let's go buy a truck. Honey, we're going to buy an $85,000 truck. Let's go, right? You know, you need a new truck, sweetheart. Let's go get it. No, it has to be through your own business. You have to have a FIN. Right?
That is correct.
Federal ID number.
Correct. Right?
Federal, is that?
FEIN.
Federal, whatever.
Employee
identification, or whatever the hell the IEN is. But it's got to be,
we're getting a little too complicated for you, right?
That's where I'd look at Joe and he'd be like, Dave, you stay in your lane. So, but that's important for our listeners to know. You can't just go buy a 6,000-pound vehicle. And I did look up a trencher. And if we could get that up to 75 miles an hour, that would be, I guarantee you, I'll put some bright flashes on there. Nobody would be sitting my way with that trencher thing going.
Yeah.
They'll look in the mirror and get right out of your way.
That's better than the Mach 5 with the jump button in the middle. Three, and with the blades coming out. Remember that? Dun, 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 dun. And then I want to get a car. Whenever I go to a car, I want the blades coming out with the rotating blades that I could cut trees down. And then the Mach 5 button where you hit it and you go.
And put the top over it so that you can go underwater.
Exactly. You could swim and drive it in water. It's one of the greatest cartoons ever.
X5 and Mach 5.
Am I too young for this?
Yeah, please.
Did I miss something?
You missed. Yeah, your generation doesn't show up on time.
Throwing out some Lee Majors noises there.
Somebody bring him a towel to wipe behind his ears.
I'm only in my 40s. Did I miss your generation? Yeah, you missed the greatest cartoons of all time there, Spartacus.
It sounds great.
312-91-7200, MicroPros, call, text, and photo line. So it's got to be a business.
It has to be over 6,000-pound gross vehicle weight.
That mean?
That means the gross amount that the vehicle can hold, including passengers and cargo. So it could be a car, it could be a truck, it could be an SUV. We do a lot with SUVs that are just over 6,000 GVW. In fact, Joe used to drive an Expedition.
Yes.
And he wrote it off under Section 179 because it was over 6,000-pound gross vehicle weight. So it's not the curb weight. I want to be specific about that. It is not the curb weight.
It's loaded up
gross vehicle weight with passengers and cargo.
And you said that our listeners can open up their car door, their driver's side car door or passenger side or both?
Drivers.
Driver's side
only.
Car door and the GW gross?
Gross vehicle weight. It's GVW. We've been working on this. Before the end of the show, you'll get it.
No more acronyms for Dave today.
I know.
I stood up in front of the Illinois, Illinois.
No acronyms.
ILACP. Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. Try saying that 10 times quick. And the acronym is ILACP. And I stood in front of 50 officers at their executive board meeting and said ILAPC not once, not twice, three times, with my good friend Lou Jogman sitting next to me whispering at me, it's ILACP, jerk. ILACP, jerk. And I'm like, I got it, Lou. ILAPC. And
jerk.
Jerk. And I'm sitting up there. As soon as it hit me, like I kept doing it wrong, I started flop sweating up in front. I do this radio show 3 hours. I'm fine. In front of the law professional, police chiefs of Illinois here, I'm flop sweating because I drove an hour to screw it up. Drove from Northbrook to Tinley Park. I could have taken a helicopter. It would have been right. A helicopter ride that Joe loved, helicopter, flying helicopter, 15 minutes.
That would be good.
Northbrook to Tinley Park, an hour, and I still screwed it up.
Man.
So your wife had the helicopter.
My wife had the helicopter that day. 312-981-7200 was in the shop. 312-981-7200, MicroPros, call, text, and photo line. So talk about the type of cars that Ford has that eclipse that $6,000 threshold. 6,000-pound GVX, GVW. Shut up, Frank. I'm trying.
So in the Ford line, if you go to a Ranger, if it's a crew cab four-wheel drive, it would be 6,050 gross vehicle weight. All of the F-150s are over 6,000 GVW, as well as Explorers and Expeditions in the SUV lines.
Any luxury cars?
Certainly. I mean, in the Ford family, it would be a Lincoln, so like a Navigator or something like that would be over 6,000 GVW.
Those are beautiful
cars. Yes, they are.
They really did a nice job.
Yes.
completely renovating and rewrap. What do they call it? Repositioning for Liga Frank. Oh, here we go. Here we go. they did a new body style. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah, they did a great job with the remodel on that.
Yeah, and that's easily over 6,000 GXTY.
LBC.
Just say it out loud. Gross vehicle.
I got the G right, Frank. Stay in your lane. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, an elevator.
One letter at a time for David.
Yeah. G up. I got another hour and a half.
That's right. So I'll
get it.
We'll do one at the bottom of the hour, and
there's a V and a W in there somewhere. 312-981-7200.
But we're not talking about VWs.
We're not talking about VWs. So Lincolns. Those clearly.
The Navigator.
Navigator.
Because we don't sell Lincolns, I don't know if the Aviator is over 6,000 gross vehicle weight. But as David was saying, if you open the driver's door, you can look. There's a plate there that has the serial number on it. It has the paint codes. It has everything on there. It also tells you what the gross vehicle weight of that vehicle is.
And you need, in order to take advantage of the current law, right? Because we don't
Section 179 of the IRS code.
We don't know if it's going to be extended or not. So in order to get it in the next, 50 some days before the end of the year, you need to have what to hand to your accountant by 12/31?
You have to have an ST-556, which is the state sales tax form. And that's for people in Illinois. I know we're talking to people outside of Illinois as well, but it's your state sales tax form, and they go by the date that's on that ST-556 in Illinois or whatever your state has. If the date is 2022, then it's deductible in the 2022 tax year.
Yes, yeah. I'm feel so happy over here. I'm looking at this Ford Ranger.
The
GWV. 6,050 pounds. I'm coming over there.
There you
yes,
go.
Sir.
Okay. And the STD is also important, Frank. I know you're going to say that, too. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. All right. So we've got the permit seal guy, Bill Jursa, just sitting there going, I'm ready. He's got his...
Come on, Bill.
Let's do this.
Frank, color fully has returned to his whole body. I mean, the guy turned like pass out white. I've never
seen... He looks fantastic. And listen, you listen to Dave. He can't even get an acronym right. So how bad can it be? Just talk and have fun.
I just feel good. I don't have any acronyms in what I'm talking about, so we're good.
I've been doing this I just make everything up. I don't even do mortgages. People think I do mortgages. They don't. They only knew. 312-981. I'm really into fashion. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Some Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Somebody advised you to bring an actual sample, carry it all the way down here to a radio show. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
It's amazing.
So somebody advised you to schlep this thing down here.
I made it.
To a radio show. Is that correct?
Yes. But we have all this great technology and lots of Facebook viewers.
You know why?
So you could have sent them a picture to put it on Facebook.
I fortunately did that too, but it was worth the struggle. We have it here to show people.
You want to know why? I'm the guy that made the recommendation, all right? I know you're taking a shot, which I can take, because I've been known to give out a shot here or there.
A marketing genius.
I'm a marketing...
Why don't you bring the tub down to the radio show?
You never asked me to bring anything to the show.
Because I don't want
to
see what you got going on. I don't need to see pumps. I don't need to see bugs. And I don't need to see any type of roofing material.
But he could have sent you a picture via the internet.
No, because I'm going to hold it. You and I are going to hold it. You can't get that.
I'm not touching it.
We're going to hold it. You're going to limbo under it.
No. You and I are going to hold it down. Roy's going to step over it so we could show what it is for somebody to transition into a bathtub and how easy it is. That's all we're saying.
For an older person.
No, I'm not saying he's an older person. I'm just saying that.
You have to speak up. I'm sorry. I'm missing all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was a magic of Joe.
That was such a good show.
We are going to, he's going to be missed. I mean, that is the magic of Joe Hogan.
Yeah, you can't wipe the smile off.
That is a Mega Pro. They sent me about 40 of those. Thank you to Ashley. She sent me 40 of those types of clips of Joe this week, and I just laughed and cried and sent it over to Jude and to Jeremy. You just can't make that stuff up.
Thanks for having me down here too today.
That's great. Yeah, that was as if it was yesterday. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to throw it over to Bill Jursa. You all right there, Billy?
I'm doing great. I got my color back.
You got your color?
I'm fantastic. Not really. How good is that?
Roy's like, call the fire department, get them on hold, make sure that the boys and gals down at the EMT downstairs, we got a fire house right next door. So don't worry, Bill. If you pass out, they'll be up here with the oxygen and the paddles in about 2 minutes. Those guys can fly up the stairs. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about crawl spaces and encapsulating them. I was just talking with Frank this morning, and his wife was not happy with him because his feet
he woke
cold.
Up this morning.
Yeah.
the day ends in a Y.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. Move on.
Yeah. So the temperature dropped 30 degrees in the last couple of days, and that air coming from the crawl space or your basement goes straight up to your main living floor and causes feet to be cold and causes the air that you breathe really to affect the way you feel. So,
Frank, how cold was it? I mean, how big of a we're talking 72-hour difference from 70 degrees to 37 degrees.
My wife is one of those people that's cold all the time anyway, but we put a bedroom addition on a few years ago, and I just failed to insulate the crawl space underneath it.
Nice
and she reminds me every year. So, of course, this morning she's like, hey, you gonna get this done?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm like, well, yeah, I know somebody.
Okay, so to save Frank's,
I got a guy.
Save Frank's marriage, right? Lovely lady. You look at her, you look at him, then you look back at her, and you're like, "What the hell happened here?"
Yeah, right.
What,
I say that all the time.
How much alcohol was in that? You know, how long would something like that take to get Frank out of the doghouse?
I'm going to call him on Monday, and we're going to get somebody out there right away to do a thorough inspection. So what's the best part is we talk to a lot of our customers. They call. A lot of them haven't even been in their crawl space, if ever, or recently, right? Nobody wants to go into their crawl space.
I haven't been there since the addition was built. I'll be honest.
Okay. Right.
And so they get amazed when our guys go in the crawl space from corner to corner and show them pictures of what's actually down there. So we'll get out there as soon as possible, and now is the best time for us to come out and do that type of work. So with the weather getting colder, we know that stretch in January is probably the worst and coldest of the entire year, so to have it done before then and would be huge.
How long would it take you? How big is the area, Frank?
It's 15 by 18.
Is that a typical crawl space that PermaSeal? I know they're all different sizes, right. Different size houses, but 15 by 18, is that something that could be done in a couple hours, in a day? I mean, how long does that take?
Yeah, we can get that done in a day, as long as that crawl space is at least 2.5 feet deep so our guys can get down there. We don't want anybody getting stuck in there, so they'll do that and put everything in within the day.
And how much of an investment is Frank looking at for something like that?
It really depends on the exact size and exactly how much protection he wants down there.
So there's different thicknesses and different. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's their basic encapsulation where you're just trying to create some clean storage space. But then we have insulation, different types of insulation. And what's really awesome right now is with the crawl space encapsulation and getting some insulation with it, we have a promotion right now for 20% off. So
20% off.
Yeah.
Dude, that'll make the wife happy too. Yeah.
That'll make it even happier.
Right. Get a good guy to do it, and I get a discount.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And the other type of insulation we do is in the rim joist. So that area between the foundation and everything that's above it.
Roy's been talking a lot about that on the air lately. Mm-hmm. I know he was on, I believe, John's show or I believe it was John's show, John Williams, the King, about the rim joist insulation. He's talked about it ad nauseum on our show because it's especially now you're going to feel it.
Right. Well, that's because you and Joe wouldn't let it go. Now, tell me more about this rim joist.
Yeah, right.
I was just going to say that was a Joe Hogle moment.
Yeah, it was.
and having Roy look over and go, okay, I'll do it. And but that's a huge escape of energy and heat out of our listeners' homes that now, you could talk about when it's 80s and it's 70s, and I know Roy was trying to get ahead of it and trying to get it all done prior to it getting cold. But now our listeners are feeling it like you, Frankie.
Yeah, absolutely. Could you do me a favor, though, Bill? Can you explain what a rim joist is for people who don't know?
Yeah, so it's that wood surface that's between basically your foundation and everything that's on top of it. So it's above ground, above grade, and that's where the wind is coming in, and it can cause condensation and just really drop that temperature down in the winter.
All right, we're going to come back after the break. Benny's like, news, news, news. We got to go to news. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, Billy, how do they reach out to you?
Sure. It's 1-800-421.
Bill, number one rule about sitting there. You see, this is easy.
Right?
He's
Dave Hochberg moment.
He's holding up big black and white signs telling Roy what to say in the green room. He can't even get the freaking number out here.
You can't get GVW right.
Focus on Bill right now. Let's not talk about G-Void VRs.
Okay, but Bill, Glasshouse.
If our listeners,
we're going to try that again. 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
This is the best. What's your position at Permaseal?
I'm the customer care manager.
So all the calls go to you?
They go right to me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, that's why I don't know the number.
312-9817. You can't make this up.
He doesn't call himself.
312-98 because his basement and his rim joists are all taken care of. 312-981-7200. Kleppen, I know. Relax. We're going to get it over to you. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
He's concerned that I would miss him, and he's 100% right. We all miss him. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's America Pro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all the kind texts about Joe and his memory. We will be celebrating Joe at about this time next hour. A lot of questions about how Joe came on the show, how did he get his name, and we're going to cover all that. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Billy, you want to talk about your preventative maintenance program that PermaSeal also offers?
Yeah, I sure do. That's something that's near and dear to my heart. So now is a great time. Our technicians will come out to your home, test your sump pump, clean out your pit, do a visual inspection. And we have an off-season promotion on them right now. So for $49, they'll come out and do this thorough inspection. Now is the best time for us to do that for you.
$49.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's given the thumbs up, so an additional encapsulation.
Absolutely. Do that when you come up.
Can the same guys that do the encapsulation do the sump pump check, or is it a different crew?
No, we'll come out twice. So we'll be out Thursday between 12 and 3. And so...
you already got it scheduled?
It's already scheduled, so yeah.
Did you let the wife know?
Nope.
Okay. You're just going to have him show up?
Yep.
She's listening, right? She's listening.
She doesn't even highly doubt it.
She does not like to tune in and listen.
Frank
to me.
Leaves like
weird.
7 or 8 times every Saturday. No clue where he goes. Comes back all happy, then right back into the doghouse. There he goes. 312-981-7200. It's Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. So talk about real quickly, what do our listeners, what does the preventative maintenance checkup entail? What does it cover?
The biggest part is making sure that the sump pump is running. So they'll test the pump. They'll make sure they clean that pit because we know all kinds of debris gets in the pit as well. So that way you'll be up and running when the rains do come in the spring. So we find, and our customers tell us, that if we're out at least once a year, they'll be in good shape when they need us.
Because as we know,
winter is coming.
And the winter is here.
Yes.
And that snow, when it snows, and we will get snow, it melts. And it doesn't, it even in the winter, you have snow melting against your foundation, and you have foundation leaks, and you get calls during the winter of water in basements.
Yeah, we sure do. That's a busy time once that snow does melt. So,
all right. And if our listeners want to reach out to you guys to get that booked and get it scheduled, what's the best number?
Yeah, this time I have the number right. So it's 1-800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Roy's smoking his cigar in his Florida home, going, yeah, let's get the paperwork written up for Bill. This might be his last day. So now I think you.
Go get the box.
Go get the box for Bill, and get it ready Monday. I think you redeemed yourself.
I think you saved it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and I know some people at Permaseal I can make a call.
Yeah, make sure you talk to them on Monday. Yeah,
I'll call them on the way home. 312-981-7200. Lawrence Hsu, lover of Joe Hogel, realtor. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, but I'm a little sad. How are you?
I am more sad than you, but holding in there. We got another hour and 15 minutes to go. The last half hour is going to be tough, but I know Joe was a big part in your life. He always loved giving you a hug and a kiss and seeing how you were doing.
I just love Joe, and I just wanted to say that it's going to be, it's a huge loss to our radio family, to the listeners that, you know, got to listen to him because he's hilarious. He was hilarious, and he was very educated, and he knew what he was talking about. And it, you know, it just, it's horrible. I'm just so sad.
All right. Well, now you're going to make me cry, so thanks. So well, I'm hanging up.
Well, I just wanted to share with you a really funny story that I shared with Joe.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Okay, listeners, this is one of the all-time best. Go ahead. I know what she's going to say. Go ahead, Lauren.
And I'm trying not to cry, so I might sound like that. But, no, it was so funny. So I had a listing in the South Loop that I was selling. Townhouse. I came out. I see a MegaPros Joe work van outside. And, you know, MegaPros, they're huge. They're everywhere. So I see them all the time. See this van outside. I see two guys sitting inside the van, and they're kind of leaned back a little bit on their phone. They're probably on break or something. Fair enough. I'm sure they need to take 10 minutes for themselves and get a break. But I'm just walking, and I thought, oh, I'm going to mess with something. This is going to be so funny. So they're, you know, it's summer. The window's down. So I walk up, and I go, hey. I go, what are you guys doing? I said, get off your phone. Get back to work. Joe sent me, and he said, get going. What are you doing? They just looked at me. They put their phones down. They were in complete shock. Dead silence for an awkward 5-10 seconds and said, I'm totally messing with you. I'm just friends with Joe.
Nicely done.
It was so funny, and I told Joe, and Joe was dying laughing because, you know, it was just hilarious. They did not expect it from me. I'm just some girl walking down the street dressed up. They were completely off guard, and it was so funny.
And Joe loved it. Joe loved it.
Joe cracked up when I told him. He's like, you did not. I said, I totally did. It's something you would do. You would totally mess with people.
Oh, so, that's so funny.
Anyways, I'm going to miss him. He was awesome. He was the best. I always looked forward to seeing him and his awesome wife, Judy. And I just hope he's doing good.
He's doing good. He's looking down. I don't know if you heard it, but the four songs that he played for me on my song list, Nothing Else Matters by Metallica, Blue Collar Man, Styx, Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith, and Hot for Teacher, Van Halen. Those are my four songs from 2E Avenue all the way in, right? So that's
I can totally picture it.
Totally.
And he was just hilarious. He always had the best punchlines, and it was fun sitting across from him to do the radio because I just loved the look on his face sometimes when, you know, you could tell he was drumming up a response and he was, you know, cracking up and dying to say something, and I'm going to miss him.
All right. We're going to miss him,
too. He was the best.
Well, we love you. He loved you. I know he loved you. He told me how much he loved you, and appreciate you calling in and sharing your story, my friend.
You guys have a great show. Love you all. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, my friend. 312. Love you. 312-981-7200. Joe ended every conversation. Started every conversation. Hey, bud. How you doing? Ended every conversation with, I love you, Dave. Or I love you, whoever. I'd be talking to, love you, Jude. Love you, Jer. Love you, whoever he was talking to, he ended every conversation with, I love you, bud. Every conversation. That was the type of guy that he was. That's the type of guy that he lived by. That's the way he lived. And I learned so much from just walking with him and listening to him having conversations and tightening up my pitch by just hearing how he communicated with his team, his family, and his clients. 312-981-7200. More about Joe in about 45 minutes. I know Lauren wanted to call in. She's had a busy day, but that's a great story. Two guys in a mega truck, in a red and white mega truck, hanging out, and here comes his realtor all dressed up, blonde. She's, you know, looking great. Hey, what are you doing? Joe said, get back to work. Joe called me and said, hey, Dave, Lauren called me. Listen, this is awesome. And he told me the story. And he called me right away to tell me after he hung up from Lauren because he thought it was so funny he wanted to share for me because he loved being on the radio. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to open it up, do a little roundtable talk. I want to go back to more with Frank and Dave talking about mobility challenges, how to overcome the challenge of homeowners that don't think they need the help but need the help, and how to overcome their fear or their stubbornness of getting help. Because that's what it comes to. There's a pride factor that we talked about before. I believe Nancy from Joliet called over an hour ago, and I want to dive deeper into that. And there's some more calls and text messages on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. For you, Tracy, about different types of cars, and some texter said her the GWXV XYZ was 5940, so about 60 pounds less than what is needed to get a write-off. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying
that's not my name.
G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. How would you pronounce it?
Goo Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just smile. I mean, I've got 40 of those.
He had a way of making us all smile.
God, it was, and it would just be out of the blue, right? Yep, he's like, all right, no, I'm gonna screw with Dave right now. Okay, yeah, I haven't busted his chops in a while, so it just, and I would just look at him like, really? He'd be like, and then he'd have that twinkle in his eyes, like, here we go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We got Johnny on the phone. He had called last hour, but we were in the middle of stuff, and I didn't want him hanging on. You got a quick question about a home equity loan there, Johnny?
Yeah, thanks for what you do. Quick question, what are your rates going for right now?
Oh, that's
with the Feds hiring or up and everything.
Well, no, the Fed, actually, we got good news on Thursday. The inflation is still up, but it wasn't up as much as it had been up. So interest rates actually dropped about a half a point on Thursday, which it was closed on Friday due to Veterans Day, the honor of respecting Veterans Day. But this is what the market's been looking for, right? The market works in advance of economic news. So the market's been the mortgage market and the short-term rates have been going up because the inflation has been a little out of control. And once the first sign that the inflation didn't go, we still had high inflation, but it's not as high. It didn't increase as much as the previous month. The market liked that because that gave sign thinking that the Fed will curb the short-term interest rate increases in the future. The market liked that. We had a rally. Mortgage rates came down. It's an ebb and flow. It goes up, it goes down, and you can't control it. So if you're going to buy a home and the rates are high, the rates are doubled from what they were at this time last year. Buy a home, and when they come down, we'll refinance you. It's really that simple. Not to freak out.
Yeah, I'm looking about trying to redo my kitchen, and I'm trying to do equity loan as far as also pay down all the bills and all my debt.
How much do you owe on your house?
Four and a quarter.
And what's your house worth?
Was appraised at 580, but online some people are having go as high as 660.
Okay, so you could pull out, I don't know, 60 to 80 grand on a home equity line of credit?
I was trying to shoot for 90.
Okay, well, if you get the value that you think your online valuation, calculators are coming in, you might be able to. We work with BMO Harris. And I could connect you with them, and they could run you through the paces on Monday morning. Is that cool?
Right now I'm talking to a state bank out of the lakes over here by Antioch area.
Okay, that's fine. What rates are they giving you?
Eight,
right. So you're talking about home equity loans. I'd go into a home equity line of credit. The rates
that's what I meant. Home equity line of credit.
In the eights?
Yeah.
How's your credit? Good, bad, challenge?
It's challenging.
Okay, that's why you're in the eights. So what's the rate on your first loan?
Like 2.4.
Okay. Yeah, you had me at 2. Okay, so what we should do is take out the 8, make sure you don't have a prepayment penalty, get your credit scores up. We could help you do that, complimentary, no charge to you. So you then come back and get out of that home equity loan, make sure there's no prepayment penalty, and then call me and I'll compare rates with you, okay? I'll make sure you're getting taken care of. All right, Johnny?
So go through the current bank where I'm at.
I would also talk with BMO to make sure that they can do that. They can't better than what the current bank. There's nothing wrong with your bank. Never had any problem with them, but it's always good to shop around. So why don't you give me? I'll give you a call on Monday. Hook you up with my team over at BMO, and you could compare and contrast, and then we'll put you on a credit enhancement program, and you'll be in better shape. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com. David.com. We got to hit a quick break here at the top of the hour. All right, we're going to come back, open it up to the entire panel. I apologize for that. John had been holding for about a half hour. Last hour, we didn't get to him, and I promised we'd talk to him on the air because I think a lot of listeners are in the same challenging boat that John's in. He's got a great first loan. He wants to pay off some debt, so of course that's the way to go with the home equity product in this market for that amount. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. I am David Hochberg, and this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thanks, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 708 texter, my fascia. Did I say that right, Frank?
No, it's fascia.
Okay.
Fortunately, there wasn't an acronym.
Okay. Well played. Fell down during last week's windstorm. What kind of contractor do I need to put it back up and install a new one? Well, I would call Mega at this number.
847-658-8989.
Joe was very proud of that jingle, and he would
catchy.
Tell everybody that had jingles on the show that their jingle sucked compared to that. No joke. I was here watching him. Ruben from Now It's Blue Sky tried to do it, and Joe looked at him and go, Ruben, that jingle sucks. 312-981-7200. Caught it late, Tracy. How much can be written off at Section 179?
A total of $1,080,000, but check with your accountant first because it depends on how much profit you've made as well. So you may not be able to write off $1 million if you made $200,000. So check with your accountant. I'm not an accountant.
My CPA called me during the last break and told me I have a couple of corporations. He's like, make sure you put it through this one. So if you have a number of different corporations for whatever reasons, check with your CPA, like Tracy just said. I'd like to know if townhouse rental payments has an effect on your credit. If not, why not? Well, if your townhouse association is reporting it to the three credit bureaus and you miss a payment, you're going to get crushed. And because it's a missed payment, and missed payments are bad. And if your townhouse association or the person or people or association or management company you write your rental checks to does not report it, it won't be because there's nothing to report it to. So there you go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got a door problem here. Janine?
Yes.
How do you pronounce your name?
Janine,
you got a patio door challenge. How can we help you?
Yes. Well, I have a patio door that has sort of been giving me problems for a little bit, and I always thought it was closed too long and there was like a suction. Well, somebody told me that there's wheels on the bottom of it or something, and they're worn out. Is that a possibility thing, and that can be fixed?
Gentlemen, Frank?
Janine, is this a sliding door?
Yes.
Okay. So you should have an adjustment on that slider, both at the bottom and at the top for the rollers. And you can actually just, it's like turning a Phillips screwdriver, and you can have it adjust the wheels out. Between that and cleaning the tracks, you can usually get this you did not have to go through the expense of actually replacing the wheels.
Oh, okay. I'm a senior and I don't have anybody there. Does MegaPro
of course
do something like that?
Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready for the number, Janine?
Yes.
847-658.
Sing it.
847-658-8989.
Like my voice, Janine? You like that?
Yes. I had that number for a while, and I've been thinking of doing it, but I just haven't moved, and I wanted to make sure that it was, pray God, nothing really serious, that it had to be replaced or anything.
No, well, Joe would come out. Jeremy will come out, or MegaPros will come out, and they will take a look at it and help you out, okay?
Okay, very good, very good.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Fuller cleaning product, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 312-981-7200. So let's talk about that. So she's having challenges with her doors. She sounded like she was an experienced homeowner. You guys dance on that dance floor every single day. What do you do when you get those calls in? Dave, you're first.
Yeah, I think number one is exploring what needs are available. You know, just looking at In our case, we're going to go visit the bathroom, visit the home, spend some time and see what people need. We mentioned before just about making the home livable and giving folks the chance to stay where stay in the house that they love.
Yeah, Frank? Very much. I mean, it really is about going out there and, like I said earlier, like walking through their daily life. Because if they're walking, if somebody's walking with her out to their back porch, they'll see that this door is a fight for her to get open. And again, getting the right company out there, like a Mega or Access or Miracle Method, you can find the right solution. Because again, somebody's already trying to sell her wheels, and you may not even need it. She might, but you may not need that. So somebody that's willing to just walk through and do what's actually best for the client.
She sounded like an experienced homeowner, not classifying anything, but sounds like, you know, she's not going down the basement doing, you know, lifting weights and moving heavy things around, right? So when you get to a certain age, you can throw your back out trying to open up a door. Okay, I mean, I threw my back out getting out of a chair when I wasn't in as good peak shape as I am now. I know
that's physically fit.
Physically fit. I'm a poster child for middle-aged men.
You are in shape.
In shape. Relax. I know round is a shape. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, Benny, let's take us to a quick break. We'll talk more about home improvement. Well, we got one text here for you, Billy. So you got your first text, Bill.
Oh, that's good. I'm excited. How do
you feel? It's from your worker saying you sound great and they would like lunch on Monday.
I knew there was something tied to that.
Yeah, yep. So there's really probably not much of a listener.
Bring him some of the leftover sushi.
Yeah, leftover sushi coming.
I'll leave it in my car over the weekend.
Leave it in your car. Well, you probably could. Now you can.
Yeah. In your perma-seal truck.
I'm sure Roy would love that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We are doing a tribute to Joe Hogle, a.k.a. Mega Pros Joe, at the bottom of the hour to the top of the hour. Stories how Joe became involved in the show. Stories how Joe became Mega Pros Joe. And just celebrating his life, his awesomeness, and just being one of the coolest men I've ever met. And big loss to the show. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Joe Hogle.
Did we have fun today?
We did.
What? Right?
We had
I think that's what this show is about, just having fun.
Amy Kite, what do you want to leave us with? Don't stick your head in the sand.
So, Amy, when you say don't stick your head in the sand, like you got to add, when you stick your head in your sand, you leave your backside exposed.
And off to the next guy. Hit the button. Don't let him talk.
Someone that says, don't push.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogle. 312-981-7200. 1128 last weekend. I was listening to the show. I said, miss me. Show sounds great. Yep. That was my last text with Joe Hogle. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Sharon, you got a quick story you'd like to share with our listeners about Joe.
Yes, thank you, David. I'm going to be real quick. And I think you will remember this. You spoke with me because I was just so concerned and so mad because I was not in Joe's service area. And you explained to me how, you know, it just wouldn't be cost-effective for him to do that. But I just want to say this morning, my sympathies, of course, and may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be to his wife, to his Jeremy, to all of his family and friends, and to you, David. And he will never be forgotten as you continue to do what you do.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you sharing that with us, Sharon. And I do remember your call. And
And
you're awesome. And hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, okay?
That was pretty... I sure will. Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200, Tracy Kahn.
That was pretty good. Thanks for sharing, Sharon.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. He can't help himself.
I can't.
GVW. 312-981-7200.
I knew by the bottom of the hour you'd get that.
He wrote it down.
Billy, 815, how much does a new sump pump backup battery cost?
Well, how about we send somebody out there and we'll give you a free estimate and make sure we have the right product for what you need.
All right, it's a good answer.
I like what Roy was saying last time I was on the show with him about that you call other pumps dumb pumps.
Ours are smart pumps. Yep, yeah, they sure are. Yeah, they're dumb pumps.
Well, because they communicate with you to make sure that they're working.
Yes.
312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line. For PermaSeal, about the PermaFoam. Does it only get sprayed on the wood part above the concrete foundation of the crawl space? Do they spray it on the wooden supports directly underneath the flooring as well? That's a good question. 847. Bill?
No, it would just be the wood part above the foundation. So you want that air to circulate above and not block it off.
Because it expands.
Correct.
It expands. Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton, Ford. Any specials coming out by the Ford Motor Company?
As far as
financing options?
So right now they have on several models, Escape, Edge, Explorer, 0% for 66 months on a flex buy. So basically it's a cheaper payment for the first 3 years and a little bit higher payment. But we try to tell people to pay an equal payment all the way through, and at 0%, you're going to pay it off in 66 months same way.
Wow. So. That's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
The chip challenge, are we getting caught up? Are we getting to the end of this tunnel here where we're seeing a light, but it's not the 545 express train? Is there some loosening in the supply chain that we're going to get caught up eventually?
A little bit. We're starting to see a little bit of inventory now, but it's going to take a long time to catch up from this. Rent-a-car companies are behind well over a million vehicles.
Wow.
And then fleets, even Permaseal, you know, they need vehicles, but there's only so many out there. So we're getting there, but it's going to take a long time. It's going to be at least 15, 18 months before we start to see some meaningful inventory.
Your truck servicing bay that you installed installed a couple of years back, still rock and rolling?
It is, yeah. Well, and when you can't get new vehicles, people have to spend money on their older vehicles. So consequently, yes, that department is just booming right now.
Frank's wife is listening. You want to say something to your beautiful wife? It's Saturday night. Saturday, it's game night. Don't screw it up. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Tracy, Bill's going to help. Come warm your feet. We're going to get this taken care of for you.
Your wife's name is Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're not talking to me.
That would have been a little awkward.
That would have been. It got awkward. A little weird here.
That would have been weird of you sending Bill to Tracy's house, yeah. Tracy Kahn's yeah. house, to warm his feet as well. You're a very giving man.
Yes.
Yeah, and how'd you dim the lights to do that?
312-981-7200. Any specials did you have any supply chain issues, David Haas?
Fortunately, no. Still really on top of it, and we have a lot of quick turnaround on some of these things. So.
Any type of financing opportunities for our listeners with your products?
Yeah, we absolutely have a great financing partner. And so no matter what really the job that you're looking for, we can offer those type of things. So there is some 0% offers out there too.
And again, the lady that called, I forgot her name, who called about her 90-plus-year-old father.
Nancy.
Yes. I believe it was Joliet. We tried to start a new portion of your business called the Mod Squad, where you kidnap the experienced homeowners while you do the work and just drive them around in a state of confusion for 5 to 6 hours. You probably scared.
For the record, I was suggesting that she do that. With
right,
family.
And I expanded upon it. And why don't you just buy a couple of trucks and Tracy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably mark it up a couple of bucks. But it only takes about 3-4 hours to do something like
that.
For in
that
all seriousness,
easy step. Yeah, that easy step that we do on a cast iron tub. That's that 4-hour probably job. If they're steel or fiberglass, it's going to go a lot quicker. And I mean, it's very painless.
And if they have a tile floor, you could resurface the tile floor, a tile floor that might be slick and slippery and dangerous.
Right.
You could resurface it, now replace it, and make it a lot more conducive and safe for the homeowner.
Right. At the core, yeah, we are a refinishing business, and the bathroom safety is a great piece of what we do. But in the midst of doing the easy step, we do surface refinishing on all sorts of tile floors, tile walls. We can really update the colors, get it going, get people happy.
All right. Bill Jerza, the cost of the inspection, we have a couple of texters here. What does it cost? What is the investment? I don't like cost. I like investment. So I'll change the texters from cost to investment. What's the investment for Permaseal to come out to give us a quote on the permafoam? Is that the term that Roy
is? Permafoam, yeah.
Permafoam. So what's the investment to have somebody out, check out the crawl space to get a quote on that and the foam insulation of the joists?
So that's a free inspection. So we'll come out free, do a thorough inspection on the inside and out, and give you exactly what it'll cost.
Frank, your consultations, any fees to have?
Absolutely not. All our consultations are free.
And the degree of love that you have for your wife right now, because you
immense. I so love you,
glowingly talking about her throughout all of the breaks. I wish we had the capture what we talk about during the break, capture it and send it to her.
It's probably a good thing we don't.
So in addition that of you mentioning that her calling you an idiot for not getting that done sooner, you still express the great amount of love for your wife.
Have to. Somebody's going to be with me for 20 years. Seriously, have
to
appreciate.
You want to. Come on.
Want to.
I'm trying to help out.
All right, I appreciate
your help. Joe would be chiming in with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's what we are going to do at the bottom of the hour. We are going to not eulogize. We are going to celebrate my good friend Joe Hogle's life. We are going to celebrate his participation on this show. He always said it was my show, and I always corrected him and said it was our show. He was always proud of what we did on this show and the accomplishments that we had on this show, growing it from a two-hour show to a three-hour show and bringing it over here from across the river on LS to WGN 4 years ago. I will explain how I met Joe. I will explain how Joe became part of this show and the start of all of the good that everybody has enjoyed by Joe being involved with the show.
That man loved helping people.
And more importantly, that man loved when other people were having a good time, when other people were successful, and when other people had success upon themselves and in their business. It's a different from being successful. He was absolutely overjoyed when something good happened to you and something good and you were successful in whatever you did. It didn't matter. So we're going to celebrate Joe's life as he would want it and his participation. I will say this. The family, Jude, Joe Jr. and Jeremy and the family are having a celebration of Joe's life at a restaurant called Port Edwards in Algonquin tomorrow starting at 3. Yes, I said it over the radio because they said I could because that's what Joe would want. And I mentioned that we should bring out midgets and have bottle rockets shoot out of their rear ends because Joe thought that was cool. Probably inappropriate to talk on the radio. It would be height challenge people. But Joe would not go for that because he was not appropriate. He would have enjoyed midgets. So I apologized to the people here at WGN, but I thought that would be cool. And Jeremy said he thought that would be cool. Not guaranteeing that that's what's going to happen tomorrow, but I just threw that out there to the family, and they cracked up. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to go to news and come back and celebrate the radio career and the life of MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, after news, traffic, weather, and a few messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dextra.
That's Dextra. The only way to effectively get rid of these things is to trap them.
Acorns in the trap.
Peanut butter and a
peanut butter.
Where's Eddie? He usually eats these things.
I would go for the owl or the hawk.
Well, those are always the best.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joseph Henry Hogle, born March 29, 1959, died November 5, 2020. Age 63. 2022, sorry.
Thank you.
Age 63. Passed away unexpectedly from a heart attack on Saturday, November 5th, last Saturday, at his home with his wife, Judy, next to him. Founder and CEO of MegaPros in Algonquin since 1977. A reading from his obituary. MegaPros been a business making home projects fun while getting the job done. Joe was a man, tough as nails, warm as toast, and loved and lived life every moment for the now and to its fullest red line potential. I added that part. Loved helicopter flying, mountain climbing, moss farming, butterfly curating, motorcycling, the beach 101 times, hugs. We all know he loved hugs. Learning, growing his business, and laughing through it all. Through the great words of MegaPros Joe, when I go, I want to be here today and gone tomorrow. I do not want to be remembered for a sad moment, a memorial in any way. I want us to celebrate life together. I want a big-ass party. We have lived, laughed, and loved so much. Let's remember all of those times. Mr. Wonderful, Captain Awesome, Cappy, Papa, Tequila Joe, My Bud, and of course, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. So, September 14, I called over to WLS. My show was on AM 560. Called over to WLS with the vision of getting back on a 50,000-watt station, changing the show from a mortgage show to a home improvement show. And I called Donna Baker, the general manager over there. She's like, yeah, it sounds good. Let's talk. And I'm like, oh, my God, this could really happen. So I called over to my buddy John Green at WGN, who was my rep, who was also MegaPro's rep. And he always told me crazy stories about Joe and how he loved Joe and how we would hit it off if we ever got together. So I said, Johnny, hook me up with Joe. I might be moving the show. I need a guy that does home improvements because God knows everybody listens to the show knows I don't know anything about home improvements. So I called Mega. Left a message. 15 seconds later, Joe calls me back. He's like, Joe, Dave Hogle. I'm like, hey, Joe, what's up? This is who I am. He's like, I know who you are. I listen to you all the time. You're awesome. I'm like, never met the guy. I'm like, Joe. He's like, what do you got, my bud? What's going on? Told him about my vision, taking the show, turning it in from a mortgage show to a home improvement show. Needed a guy to answer the questions and help me co-host the show. I'm in. I was on the Edens doing about 75 miles an hour right outside Auto House on Edens. I could tell you exactly where I was the day I talked to Joe and he said, I'm in. That was history. That was it. Invited Joe, as I do with all new experts interested in the show, to come onto a show, try it out, see if it's for them. Right? Done it for everybody for the past 18 years. Brought Joe in. He sat there. I think even Lauren Hsu, who was on early, was on his first show. Kicked it off. I said, this is Joe Hogle from MegaPros. And then we got a call. I go, MegaPros Joe, answer the question, right? It was natural. That's where MegaPros Joe came from. Just came up with it, and it stuck. That show, he got a call. He got a lead from Randy, who posted this on Facebook. I had Mega Joe at my home to give us a quote for our kitchen remodel. I called him that name, and he was surprised I heard him on your show. You had me on the show to talk about our kitchen. Randy was the guy that called into AM 560 when Joe was on. Joe went to Randy's home to look at his kitchen to give a quote. As they were talking to him, the guy looked at him and said, you're MegaPros Joe. Joe could not wait to leave Randy's home to call me. Dave, you won't believe this. He called me MegaPros Joe. I'm like, well, why is that a big deal? Nobody calls me MegaPros Joe. You're the only guy that ever called me MegaPros Joe. He was so happy. He's like, this is awesome. And he was here every single weekend. Moved the show across the street, then brought the show here. And he was with me every single step. Whenever anything came up with the show, it was our show. Not my show. This isn't my show. This is everybody's show. This is a collaboration of everybody here. I'm just the guy pitching the cards out like the blackjack dealer to make sure everybody gets involved. Joe was my code dealer, right? If I needed something to expand, Joe was there. He enjoyed himself. He got a high over seeing other people happy. So when we moved the show from AM 560 to 890, he was ecstatic because he knew it would be a bigger audience and he loved it. He always made fun of me when I tried to bring cameras in to get it up, and I'd spend an hour and a half trying to get it up, and the GoPro wouldn't work, and I'd swear, and I'd have blood on my fingers and wanted to throw it through the window. He's like, Dave, relax. It's a camera. Because that was Joe. If Joe liked you, you were his bud, and you were his bud for life. That was it. And like I said earlier, Danny Richmond summed it up. He posted, when Joe said you were cool, you knew you were all in with Joe. No one was cooler than Joe Hogle, one of the best. So when you got that cool, you know, that's kind of like in the Twitter blue mark, whatever the hell that thing is, that was your pin that you reached Mount Everest, that you planted your flag in Joe coolness. When you got the cool handle, you knew you were cool. Pam Fowler, sales rep at LS, when we brought it over there, so sorry, David. Joe was inspirational in the beginning of Home Sweet Home Chicago. And enjoyed watching you both create the incredible vision. Prayers for his family and his friends. So, Gary Novell. Joe is my friend, my buddy, and my pal. I'm devastated. I'm laughing because this Joe always said this. When I heard Joe pass away, I first met Joe 10 years ago during Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show together. Joe used to always brag to Gary Novell, the credit expert, that he had the highest credit scores of anyone. 2,400. Even though they only go to 850, Joe had 2,400 because he would add them all together and add a little bit to it because he always added all three scores together. Joe was always upbeat, happy, and always made me feel like part of his family. Joe's gone. We have a huge loss. And he always ended every single call with, I love you, bud. I love you, bud. I love you, bud. So I called around. Still have a bunch of calls I have to make to a lot of my close friends. And just told them, hey, I lost a good friend. And just want to let you know that I love you. And I did Chief Cass Stevens, Buffalo Grove. I was the MC. And told him two or three times in front of 150 people how much I love them because he's one of my best friends. So we're going to share this time with some of our fellow experts here. Rich Dykstra, how you doing, bud? Rich. We might have to send an ambulance over to Rich's house. Let's see if Rich is still there. Janelle, how are you?
I'm great. Hello.
How you holding up?
It's been rough, honestly. Like, you know, everybody grieves differently, and I don't know, Joe is like a dad to me, and he's my dad's age, actually, so it hit me a lot harder than I realized that it would, and I think I'm always going to remember our amazing conversations. He never let me take an Uber home from the show. He was like, get out of that phone, get in my car, I'm taking you home, and we would have the coolest conversations, and I learned that Joe was like a hobbyist, like saving the world one monarch butterfly at a time, and I couldn't believe it. Like, here's this like amazing guy who should be talking about like construction and remodeling kitchens, and he's like, well, yeah, I raised butterflies.
Yeah, so duh. You know
that? And like, just casually, like, what?
Janelle, I mean, you're the bug lady. I raise butterflies, and I put on home additions and finish basements and garages and do everything. Of course, I raise butterflies. Let me tell you about their pattern and their migration pattern to Mexico.
Oh my God, he is incredible, and he never hesitated to school me live on the air that I didn't know crap about butterflies.
Right, he schooled everybody. All right, listen, we got to take a quick break. You're going to be there tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I got to jump. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got Janky and Dykstra, and you all know how much those guys like to talk, and I got to pay some bills. But I'll see you, and I'll give you a hug tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay?
All right, thanks, sweetheart.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros Joe call, text, and photo line. Benny, let's take us to a break, take care of that stuff, and then we'll come back and finish up our this week's tribute. Next week, Jody and Jeremy and Joe Jr. plan on joining us in studio. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe.
Is the goatee new? I guess it is a beard.
You hate it.
Yes.
David Schluter likes it. Igor likes it.
I do like it.
Judy said it looks like I just don't care.
Judy is right.
There are two kinds of people on planet Earth who do not have beards. Women and children. I am neither.
I think it looks kind of stylish.
What he's got is the I was laid off at Motorola in the 80s.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
David Haas, what are we drinking? Because I know with my massive mastering of the English language, I will mess this up.
Yeah, so, Tequila Joe's favorite, Casamigos Añejo.
Casamigos Añejo.
Yeah, that was nice.
So it's on ice. We're having a drink. We're probably breaking some FCC laws, but they'll get over it in honor of our friend. We got Rich Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services. Rich, how are you, buddy?
Good, bud. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time and calling in to share your memory.
You could have knocked me over on Sunday. But immediately you go to a funny joke. Remember when he canned the thing that Jennifer was afraid to come on the radio?
That's right. That's right.
And I told Jenny on Monday, I said, Joe Hogle passed away. So who's that? I said, from the show. Is that jerk? I said, MegaPro Joe. Oh, no.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Yeah, Joe gave it to her.
He did.
Yeah, she didn't want to come on, and Joe just called her out, and she wound up coming on.
Yeah, she did. And we're going to miss him.
He was awesome.
No doubt we're going to miss him.
Right.
But we'll celebrate him tomorrow.
We'll celebrate.
I'll be there.
All right, brother. I'll see you tomorrow, bud. Thanks for calling in.
Take it easy, David.
All right.
Love you, man.
Love you, buddy. Bye-bye. 312-981-7200. Tom Janke.
Good afternoon.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, what a sad day. What a sad time. I mean, you know, the show will go on, but it just doesn't seem the same without old Joe.
Yep. So,
you know, he was he and I would always do battle, and you know, it was the Friday before I was up at his place having lunch with him, and he was like my brother from a different mother.
Yep. Yeah. I had breakfast with him two Saturdays ago, Tommy.
Yeah. I know. He had told me that, and I think it was that Friday before I had lunch with him.
Yep, right before.
It was just a week ago. But him and with Jeremy, and we talked about his addition he's doing to his house and how he was going to Mexico, back to Mexico, and we joined him a couple years ago down in Mexico, and it is an absolute shocker. Absolute shocker.
You going to be there tomorrow, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I postponed my trip my move to Florida. Just waiting for this. So yes, I will be there.
All right, Port Edwards Restaurant, Algonquin, starting at 3 tomorrow, celebrating Joe's life. Love you, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Take care. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Roy Spencer.
Hey, David. How you doing?
How you doing, bud? Well, first of all, what do you think about Bill not knowing your company's phone number? Did you hear that earlier?
Yeah, I'm afraid I did. But, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk.
Can't wait.
I just wanted to compliment you, David, on the way you've handled the show. Joe would be proud of you. I'm proud of you. Joe, you know, as we all know, he was just life, and he lived life fully every day, and that's exactly what he'd want you to do, like say carry the party on. So you're doing him proud, and I just want to say that we were all very privileged to know Joe and to have him in our lives and our show. So we're all richer for that, and we're poor for him not being here, but good job.
Oh, thanks, buddy. All right, love you too. We'll talk to you Saturday, Laura Ann. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Dave Haas.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's just a heavy heart. Joe, just like Janelle said, Joe reminded me so much of my own father. And it's not an age joke. He appreciated it. I think he was a general contractor my whole life. And we had just so much to talk about. Patriarch of the family, business, and all those things. And I parked in a different place today because I can't walk back to my car with Joe today.
Right.
I always did that.
Frank Haas.
Wow.
Gosh. I got the Frank right. Well, give me that.
You know what? Thanks for not, you know, making it a normal show that way. Can't get my name right.
Joe would appreciate
that. Oh, my God.
Dave, what the hell's wrong with you? He's been on the show for over a year now. You don't know his name?
I got it. And
Frank Wazalewski accent.
I've only known Joe for a year, but what an influence he's been on my life.
Yeah.
I mean, just a smart guy, super caring. And made transitioning and starting to do this show. He made it fun. He made it easy.
He welcomed every new expert that came in here. Yeah. While I'm back here prepping for the show and doing the 40 things that I do that people don't know before the show to make sure we're lined up and ready for takeoff, Joe's over there in the seat where he sat for 4 years here at GN and in 8 years with me over at Total to make sure all the experts were warmed. Welcome warmly, especially the new ones. He would have loved you. He would have ripped you a new one. Oh,
yeah. He would have, yeah.
You would have been,
and you would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, you would have been in pieces underneath the table, but then he would have given you a hug and said, great job, my bud. And that's
the off-air banter. But after every show, put his arm around you and said, great job, kid.
Love you.
Yeah. He'd hug you when you came into the studio.
Yes, every time. Every time.
Every time.
Tracy Khan.
Well, the first time I did a show with Joe was probably about 4.5 years ago, and when I walked in, I didn't know Joe from Adam, but I walked in, and he's wearing his glasses, and I thought, wow, this is Joe cool. And I'll tell you what, he proved it to me every show I did with him from then on, and am I going to miss that guy.
This was his Saturday. He loved this show. He met with Kevin McDonough and Steve Tarpley, the sales guys here, and after that meeting, I had to leave early for something. He called me 5 hours later, because you go to lunch with Joe. It was a five-hour lunch. And he called me, and I'm like, hey, Joe, what's up? Dave, my bud, you're awesome. I said, what? I go, what's up, Joe? He goes, your show, these guys love you. What you created, I go, Joe, what we created. What you created is amazing, and it's awesome. and I'm proud of you. And I'm like, Joe, man, it's our show. Dave, you've done a great job. He couldn't wait to call me out of the blue after meeting with these guys and planning out next year and mapping things out. That is the way Joe was. I am a better man for knowing Joe. I'm going to start crying. Hang on. Here, this will stop me from crying hearing this voice. Stephen A. Leahy, thanks for bailing me out here. Go ahead.
Well,
you typically make me cry when I hear your voice, but you're going to stop me from crying.
Well, I got to say, Joe's the man. Joe's the man, and still is. He's still the man. Man, I can't. It shook me to the core.
Yeah.
Last Sunday. And I'm going to try not to cry, too.
All right, well, we're going to hang up, and we're going to. Yeah. I got to get out of here. We're up against
you. I got it.
Ben's chirping in my ear.
Joe's the man. See you tomorrow.
All right, brother. 312-981. I don't know why I'm giving the phone number out. In the honor and the memory and the celebration for all the good times that Mr. Hogle, Mega Pros Joe, who loved this show, he loved being Mega Pros Joe. He loved being Mr. Awesome. He loved being Cappy to his grandkids. He loved being the husband to Jude. He loved being the father to Jeremy and Joe Jr., to his memory and to his, and my mother told me before she passed, remember the good times. Well, I was holding her hand and she slipped away. Screw that beep. I don't give a crap, Benny. We're late and they could take it up with me next week. When my mother, before my mother passed and she held my hand when she passed, she told me to remember the good times. So to everybody, remember the good times. And us Jews always say, may his memory be a blessing. Shalom, salute. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Joe Cotton Ford. Miracle Method, Access, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.